jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Wait. Oh, wait, we can't. Canada doesn't want us anymore.
We're not pros of Canada no more.
To be fair, though, like,
if you were Canada,
I wouldn't want us at this point at all.
You made your bed and a sleeping.
That's where they're at too. Like, I don't want to sleep in. It's stupid.
Canada's got Justin Trudeau and we got Donald Trump. What the fuck?
Yeah. Wanna play tradesies? No. Fine. Dick. Cause that's America.
Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out. Episode 67.
Doesn't even matter. Straight anarchy now. Doesn't even matter. We are anarchy in the USA.
Anarchy!
In the USA! Woo! But we got jobs to do. We got work tomorrow. It's organized anarchy. We all know we're on the verge, but Avista don't give no fucks.
Yeah. They still like, want their rent
check. They still want that rent check. Like, my landlord gonna give no fucks. They're like, that's great. We're on the verge of losing all of our shit. You got my money though, right?
Right.
Like, leave it to the fucking, they all treat it like they're fucking bookies and shit, man.
We're gonna
into the goddamn world off. And they're just like, you got my money? World's gonna end. Yeah, without my money. And then it's a whole thing.
So this episode, Chris and I played video games the entire time.
It's a coping mechanism.
So you'll hear us fucking like yelling at each other.
A lot.
Differently.
Yeah.
There's a lot of memory.
Yeah, there's a weird girl voice. That's fucking strange. I don't know where that comes from. That's odd.
And yelling about how much we're saving the other guy. Which I totally saved Chris Moore.
Nope, I've way saved Jarrell Moore.
Prove it.
I'll be 100%. Prove it. I'll be 100% real. If this didn't have video games, this would be the most depressing, somber, stressed out podcast of all time. That's just science.
Is that
them murdering each other?
Probably. Our kids hate us today too.
Yeah. Everybody hates everybody now. It doesn't even matter anymore.
As long as they're laughing, I don't care what's going on. I mean, and like, water's not coming in through the fucking. Yeah. No. Jack's way into the booty.
Kale absolutely loves Baby Got Back. Like, still. Anytime. This is where I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but anytime I'm playing old hip hop, he goes, is this from Mix-a-Lot? Are we listening to Baby Got Back? And I'm like, not all hip-hop is from Mix-a-Lot. And he goes, yeah, but it should be. And it should be Baby Got Back or Testarossa. And I'm just like, they're both
He's
really
not
good
wrong.
Songs.
They're both great songs.
Like,
it could be like Two Live Crew, Miso Honey.
Yeah, well, and that was the thing where like, I'm just like, you're saying
Pony
things and they're not.
Pony from Genuine.
Yeah, which is also a great one. But it's like,
jump on it, my duty.
No, it's great. But I don't know. It just anytime I'm playing old hip hop, he's like, it's from Mix-a-Lot though, right? Like every time I'm like, there's like four songs you can actually hear. And Baby Got Back is borderline. He goes, but it's so silly. And I'm just like, man, when you're older. And it makes me think of when I was a kid listening to it with my dad in the Fiero. Same thing. I'm like, let's listen to that. He's like, whatever, you're a kid, and then growing up, and you're like,
this song like is so wrong.
Yeah.
I remember, like, we'd watch In Living Color when we were littler, and then they had music videos right after it, right? And Baby Got Back was on after one, and I was like, this is a funny video.
It is hilarious. A giant rubber ass.
Obviously, In Living Color, because didn't they do fucking parody songs sometimes?
Yeah.
Same with
Jim Carrey do Vanilla Ice, and then one of the Wayans brothers did Sir Mix-a-Lot one.
Exactly. And then the same with one of the songs after was Mama Gonna Knock You Out from LL Cool J. I thought it was still In Living Color, so I always wanted to watch those episodes that had Baby
like
Got
the,
Back.
That's so white guy. Like, I didn't think racism was still a thing. And I thought that it was okay.
I was a kid.
No, but I'm saying in terms of like, you just didn't know.
I didn't deal with it. We watched In Living Color in my house. And sometimes Baby Got Back was the first song
my
afterwards.
My mom's ex-husband when we were kids, or when I was a kid and my sister was a baby, he didn't like that type of comedy. That was it. Just didn't like that type of comedy.
I don't like Tyler Perry, so, but fucking the Wayans were hilarious.
No one likes Tyler Perry.
Somebody likes
No one
did you
does.
See, speaking of Saturday Night Live, Did you see Tom Hanks on Black Jeopardy?
Oh, yes. That's so perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, it was perfect.
And he's like, and he loves Tyler Perry movies. Yeah. Because if you can pray and laugh in the same movie, it's a great movie.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I hate that. I hate all of Tyler Perry's movies. I hate Tyler Perry. He's not funny. And he's a shit-ass representation of anybody.
Yeah, because his old lady wants to fucking shoot everybody.
Did you just make a fucking blanket?
Not the entire time we were down. She was at it.
Oh, I'm like, I am genuinely amazeballs.
That would have been the world's fastest rows. Knitter, dude.
That would I
crocheter your.
I would not have. I couldn't even.
I did.
I have forgotten all life.
This much.
Is that a lot?
Is for it about an hour, lot? It's okay, I guess. I don't know. Ask Jacob.
I once made a rollerblade and got an F.
I made the snowboard.
Because it was fantastic.
Or I made the snowboard.
You made the snowboard.
It's
the snowboard.
Still upstairs.
I did the rollerblade and I didn't have the wheels.
Everybody did the fucking rollerblade. Or the baseball mouse. Bat.
Yeah.
What are you guys even talking about?
I did the
home
monkey.
Ec in 8th grade.
In home ec. We had
to do... Of course you fucking did the cool hard one. I was like, easiest one? Rollerblade. Easiest
you
F?
My,
rollerblade.
You
had
to you make know, pillows for
my monkey ec. Pillow
in,
that's at home?
In Rasmussen's class.
Yeah.
She didn't go to fucking Glover with us.
Yeah. Elliot's room?
Yeah. That's what we're all talking about.
She went to Shaw.
I went to Shaw. I made pillows.
That's what these are.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're all shaped pillows.
Mine was a square pillow.
We had to do those too. I also failed that one.
I think at the time I had like a dinosaur on it. I don't fucking remember.
These hands don't like the slow pace of any kind of sewing. Like, I was sitting there and my hands were like, you're gonna murder someone. You will straight go idle hands on a bitch. Right now.
My hands are dumb as fuck. I like, still made it through
I can
the
play,
sewing.
I course. Can do video games. I can do, like, things. I can make ducks. But, no, I did everything. And that was the thing. Rasmussen was like, all you need to do is make this pillow. I'm like, or it's dumb. I don't want to do it. Because it's dumb.
But it wasn't.
And then she's like, you can pick your fabric. And I'm like, I want fire. And I was thinking, she doesn't have that. And she's like, blue or red. And I'm like... both.
So
it was
she's
the
like,
90s. Of course, she had
yeah.
fire.
And then she's like, "I have both," and I'm like, "Fine,
blue."
So no. So I was gonna do one side of it pillow as blue fire, and the other side is red fire, and then fill it with stuffing, and then oh, like,
this,
it's
this
me,
was,
and you know how my attention span works.
This was the teacher Justin keyed her car.
Yeah.
Yes.
It did get to the point.
For some stupid reason, it wasn't.
Oh no, it wasn't a legit.
It probably
reason
wasn't
at all.
Legit
no,
at all.
I remember that day that she was super mad though, because I was in her class reading, and she comes in just fuming, and I'm just like, "What is she fucking tripping about?" And then she's like, "Someone keyed my car. What do you students did it?" And she was all mad, and I'm just like, "Book though, bro."
Because
that's all I cared about.
Yeah, you were lending me books back then too. Like, check this sci-fi book. It's got aliens and shit in it.
Because all I ever want to fucking do is read. I found a book called Afrikaner that was not about.
This is 20 years yeah. of you just lending me books. Like, check it out. It's fucking cool.
This was a book.
There's a guy with a green ring that makes him have
no,
cool
this
willpower.
Whole book was all about tanks that fought other tanks. That was it. From the future.
Oh, like fucking that game Tanks.
Yeah, exactly. only instead of it going na,
and then the
it
land
was like,
goes away.
Yeah, it was yeah, it wasn't that. It was just like a book where this team of
tank
people they
genocide.
Were, yeah, they were just like
where they made
them
dig
tanks.
A fucking hole.
Yeah,
and
dig the hole. And then bury yourself in the hole with your tank.
With your ammunition.
Yeah. Like, think of Fury and how good Fury is as a movie.
I still haven't seen it. I need
it's
to see
so
it.
So good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf pulled a tooth for that movie.
It was a good movie. He would. He's crazy. So on that, obviously, Antarctic note, because we're just crazy today and nothing, and we don't even know anymore.
Also, we're tired because we had Thanksgiving dinner right
we had
before.
Food.
We made our own Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
You should do that. Get your friends together.
It doesn't fucking matter. Hang out.
Like, fuck your family.
It doesn't matter. Fuck family, because family's a bunch of assholes.
Family
anyway.
Gets regular Thanksgiving.
Just, yeah, not even that. Fuck them. Just a whole year of no family and just Friendsgivings. That's going to land about this time, right? Fuck your family. Friendsgivings.
Every
family
Thursday,
makes you mad anyway.
Friendsgiving.
Just Friendsgivings.
This is probably coming just out after Thanksgiving. So
I don't fuck
cool.
care. Do it. It's holiday season. Fuck family. Kick it with the cool kids that you like to hang out with. You don't have to pretend to like your family. I don't. I do a really good job at it. I just don't.
Your
problem
dad's pretty
solve.
Cool.
Yeah, he doesn't count though.
And like some he's of like your siblings are pretty cool, like Corey and your
well,
sister.
Yeah, but I don't see him a lot. That's why I like him so
actually,
much.
Actually, both your sisters are pretty cool.
Yeah, and I don't see him a lot, and I like him. Yeah. See? You don't have to be around him, is all I'm saying.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
No, just means you hate him less. Okay. That's all. Like, I'll be real. It just is like, then you don't annoy each other. You know? But I love you guys.
Yeah. You're like my favorite family.
Fuck yeah.
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 Yeah, I'd murder for you.
And then there's Justin. Yeah. He's like the Randy Quaid of our family. Shitter's full.
Yes. Holy shit, when we were trick-or-treating, there was a guy who actually was dressed up as...
Justin?
No,
I thought about dressing up as Justin.
He had the moose cuff and all.
He dressed up as Randy Quaid, though, from Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, yeah. The blues.
Dude, I love that movie so hard.
And I just stopped him like, I love you for this. That's He's all great. Like, thanks, man. And I'm like, I need to go catch up with Batgirl.
That's so awesome. You
need to get a picture of that
for me. Yeah, for real.
Except for her daughter had ran off to the next house.
Yeah. She's pretty good at what she does. She'll be fine.
Yeah, nothing bad was going to happen.
At least she wasn't saying, hi, my name's Jack, what's your name? Not trick or treat.
No, and then he'd get a response. He's like, well, hi, Grace. Very nice to meet you. Yeah. You going to say trick or treat? Yeah, trick or treat.
Elliot would go,
every fucking house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trick or treat.
Kale would sit there.
Mom, I'm going to go follow those kids now. Yeah, okay, bye.
Kale's was trick-or-treat, and then he'd be like, oh, huh. And he'd forget to hold up the bucket, because he'd hold it down. I'm like, dude, lift it up. Oh, huh. You should probably do that.
And then I'd be like, hey, what did you say? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kale got to the routine, he'd just go, trick-or-treat, thank you. Trick-or-treat, thank you. Like, he just fell into the motion of it.
That's because he's seven. He's just like, give me my free game.
He's like, look, we know what this is about. We're not building friendships and long-lasting bonds here. Just
I'm
build
here
a book.
Unless your name is candy. Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, put it in the basket. Oh my God, that's a great again. Fucking costume. It puts the candy in the basket.
Can you fucking tuck your junk tuck it in. For you every house.
Me?
This was enough. I'd
fuck me.
I'd fuck me hard.
It puts the candy in the basket.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Put the candy in the basket.
Hey, mister, I got your dog.
Remember the UPN?
Remember the UPN?
I remember.
And the PJs? And the Oblongs? I remember.
I miss the Oblongs so much. Yeah, they used to be on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember when the Oblongs were on Adult Swim and Adult Swim was good? I remember.
It was on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Hold on, did the...
Yeah, I remember.
The plug-in on the floor.
There it goes. I remember.
I remember.
But it's still
I really
not.
Want the member berry, like, ugly sweater, Christmas sweater thing.
There's a Cthulhu one I want, but then I'm like, I only get to wear this sweater for one time, or I'll never take it off ever, because it'll be Cthulhu.
I'd wear it all the time.
Anyway. Yeah. Like, all the time.
Yeah, I want the member berry one, because I love the member berry.
And then every time you wore, you go, remember the last time I wore my member berry sweater?
I remember.
All right. So we're going to try to podcast.
We're podcasting. 100%.
And play video games at the same time.
Okay. People do it on the internet all the time.
This is fabulous.
What the fuck?
People do. You just die because you're white.
I was
you're going to blame it on the black guy because that's what happens now on the TV box, so it's okay.
That's because you have the best fart. You just died. So fuck you.
All hey, because of white people.
Nuh-uh.
If my white friend. Oh, wait. Black people can't have white friends.
MacGyver.
You're supposed to be there for me, Biden. Because you weren't there for me, Biden. Now save me. You're going to blow up and die.
Probably. This is how it goes. Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, there was a turkey.
There's a life to your left. Where
There's
are you going?
To where are you go. This is why, right here, you're going to have the Trump presidency all
die.
Over your face.
Keep going. See where it says,
see, it says one?
No. Boom. Fuck you. Saved you, didn't I?
Sure, after destroying half of the island.
Yeah, because I'm white.
That counts, right?
Yeah, where'd I go?
You died. And so did I, because yeah, so gravity wins. Because
you let a truck fall on your face.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't prevent truck landing.
Well, it sucks.
Why do I have to be the black guy and you get to be the white guy? Black guy! White guy! Coming again to save
you
the
are the fucking
day,
black
yeah.
guy.
Well, that's fair. I mean, if we're going to be real. Oh, I'll go resave you, dead friend. Oh, yeah.
Indiana Bruins. So Chris and I are playing Bro Wars.
Because fuck it.
So this is going
to
be.
Apparently, anybody can be fucking president. So whatever the fuck we decide to do on a podcast means shit. So.
Kind of, right?
That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Like, this
I'm like straight fuck it.
Fuck, dude.
Stop being shitty.
Good luck with that. I've always sucked at video games.
Oh, I'll wait patiently for you as I'm being attacked by a terrorist.
Well, worked out, didn't it?
No, it didn't. Because yeah. We're going to die. Because remember, you're Rocket Truck die. Of Not Freedom.
Ah!
Fucking balls!
Fucking rockets!
Ah! Okay. Don't see, and that's why we don't get nice
things.
That's
what happened last time.
Oh, race dogs.
Yeah, dude, fuck those dogs. I don't know how you get on my nuts for sucking when you do shit like
it's
that.
It's different.
This is going to be the worst podcast ever.
No, it's
going to
be
nuts.
The best podcast ever. Again, anything goes now, dude. It's straight, like, anarchy of, like, the UK.
Anarchy! In the UK?
Yeah. Which one's that?
That's Atticus. Someone might want to go see him.
Oh, RoboCop Terminator. The movie we all wish we had but never got. The dream of 1987.
What are you not?
You're Terminator on the top. Not terminating.
I know, but he's not firing.
Because if you see it, he's got a Gatling gun. It has to wind. Don't you know how gun physics works? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sorry.
My name's Jarrell. I don't understand 1980s gun physics because boobs.
Save me.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll save you. Yeah, you're going to be Judge Dredd. Yeah, no, go fuck yourself. Got homing bullets and shit. I'll just have unlimited rounds of freedom and justice. Oh, you died? Oh, wow. Oh, you're going to be your black friend.
Are you fucking surprised that I died?
No.
No.
Again?
Oh, he kind of blew up on
he
me.
He did.
Yeah, that one.
He blew up your face in freedom.
Freedom face. So speaking of Trump.
And freedom face.
Yeah, you got to tell your story of fucking Brenna, who apparently. Yes. Is Atticus okay?
Yeah, he's perfectly fine.
The show just fucking end?
You know, there's going to be a day in about 6 months where their show's ending are literally going to be the least of their fucking worries.
I don't know. My kids are really into fucking TV.
And they're four.
Okay.
But, okay. Since, while you're playing, fucking tell a story about Brenna. Because apparently she doesn't think anybody in Trump's campaign hates black or hates gay people.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you. Were...
That's when I screamed up here that Mike fucking Pence.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense now, doesn't it, Jacob?
Okay. So I worked with this person, and we were doing our job.
Marks.
And this person is who is 4'10" and she's a lesbian, and the only reason why I say that is because it plays a major part of this story. But she's 4'10", she's lesbian, and she's built like a 12-year-old boy. So, and that's not exaggerating. That is exactly what she looks like. That's real talk.
I had to question whether it was a boy or a girl for a little
while. Everybody has.
I felt bad.
It's almost ridiculous. Oh, we'll just wait with our freedom. Just waiting. Freedom-y. Waiting.
We have so much turnover in merchandise. So I didn't even know who she was for a while.
Yeah, I know, that's fair. So we were working, and by we were working, I mean she was complaining about a sore thumb whilst I worked.
Isn't she on light duty?
Yep. Emphasis on the we working and me doing the work whilst she complained about her thumb. You do. Greatly.
You too. Fuck
you. It's different. It's different when I do it.
It's not different.
Different when I do it.
You got the fucking the noisy cricket.
Yeah, because I'm black.
Yeah.
And you know how noisy we are in movies.
Oh, you got a free guy and shit.
Yeah, because here's the cool part. When you don't die, you get things.
I got a free guy last time, and you died, and then I was...
I think we both might die into that.
No!
Oh,
no!
We beat him to that. Woo! Go team us.
I got it. No, I got it.
Nope, because I'm RoboCop, and you're still fucking Chuck Norris.
No, I'm okay. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris blows.
He does.
Chuck Norris is overrated as shit. Chuck Norris in the mouth.
But no, so this Brenna person, she was like, so she's like, I voted for Trump. She's 21 and she's gay. And all of her friends who also happen to be homosexuals were like, WTF, mate. And she was like, I don't see what your guys' problem is. It's not like anyone in Trump's camp has a problem with gay people. Now, for those who know, at this point, by the time you hear this, we'll probably be post-apocalyptic wasteland, but...
Yeah, the internet's not going to be a
thing.
We
got Pierce, and he's like, gay people can be cured by electricity to the brain. Because reasons.
They can't?
Yeah, they can't, but reasons, apparently. Yeah, I was going to say, be careful, the gun is bigger than you.
I know.
So you go up, yep, there you go, because gravity kills him. Kill Satan.
I got to the end before you.
Oh, and I still take the win. White guy rules. Yes!
Fucking white guys.
So she
apparently forgot who the fuck Mike Pence is.
Yeah. So I don't think she knows. So myself and one of the Red Baron guy were like, what? And we're like, you do know that his VP is like all for like gay people being converted with electricity, no gay marriage, no nothing. So like the guy you voted for,
he's the architect of gay hate in fucking Indiana.
Like, yeah, it's like he is, as I'm Indiana all Browns. Things that will happen are towards you and your community are extensively your fault. Because you were like, oh, dude, those are things. I would move. That thing will explode your face.
I did move. Shit.
Yeah. Ash Bro Williams.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Our podcast is already a podcast on Tourette's.
Freedom.
Fuck yeah.
So anyways, she's like, all these stupid things about it. And I'm trying to explain to her that that's not how it works. And I was like, and he's super religious. And she's like, yeah, that's okay, because
so
God, the only reason why that Mike Pence is the way he is because gay men aren't allowed, because that's what the Bible says, not women. Women can be gay, and it's not a slight against God. Because
when gay dudes do it, it's icky, but when lesbians do it, it's hot.
Because science, that's just facts. I don't even make that rule. That's just shit I'm not going to disagree with.
How often do straight guys watch gay guy porn?
No, never. But I watch girl on girl because boobies. Yeah. Four boobies.
Well, yeah, boobies are great.
Yeah, like, let's be real. Like, that's just fact. I mean, everyone, it doesn't matter, gay or straight, fact. Boobs, dude.
Yeah, everybody likes boobs.
Animals like boobs. Like, they're that great. It's a real thing. But yeah, no, she was like, God's okay with lesbians, not gay men. Like, that's a thing.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's not how that
at
works.
At all.
But that's a human being that exists
not
in this
all.
World.
That's a human being who's allowed to fucking vote.
Yeah. That's the... Oh. That's the part that makes me
Look
sad.
What you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not immortal.
Well, that's because you suck.
Oh, I'll get on that immortality next time.
You should.
Here come the children.
Why do our kids always have to come down here?
Because kids have this...
That was you.
That was... Said the guy who had the bomb drop on his head.
That was straight up you.
Leave it alone. Let it do spider stuff. It gets rid of bugs.
No, it's not a real spider. It's a fucking plastic spider that Jack likes to scare people with.
That's awesome.
All the time.
Yeah, it's a big plastic.
That's
spider.
The most random.
That's like our fucking game is he just scares me with the spider all the time. And then,
ooh.
Ah.
You way almost died from that.
I did not.
So does anyone else have any awesome thoughts on the last week? Because I don't know about y'all. Y'all is my favorite human beings in the world. But I have been, like, weirdly... Depressed isn't the word. I have been in emotion. And those who know me, I'm not good with feels because they're weird and stupid. But I don't know what the feel is. But I have this feel that, like, I woke up after it was like he is the president person that I just couldn't... I couldn't. Whatever it is,
oddly
I don't know.
Oddly fucking surprised a lot.
That's the thing. I wasn't surprised... Like
taking terror can taking terrorism to new heights.
Yeah, it shoots people.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's how terrorism of tomorrow works. Today.
Oh, this show's fucking great. Or game.
Homie. Game.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying.
Oh, see, I died, so you need to get over there. Blow it up with your freedom.
I did blow it up with my freedom. Is there any more freedom to blow?
Nope, but you died.
Counts I win.
Does it count as a win?
Yes. Because it said we liberated.
We American. We yep. Strength. America counts as a win.
I died after they
that
did.
Is the Earth.
So it counts.
They're playing Bro Force.
Bro Force.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wish I was a cool little boy and not.
But
it is a helicopter.
It'd be weird if you were a cool little boy and we were hanging out with you, yo.
Yeah.
It'd be weird. But no, like, I just.
You bought
I wasn't
beer.
Surprised. Like, you I find that white fun. People were surprisingly more surprised by the fact that he won. Like, they were like, how does someone like that win? And you're like, y'all don't know the shitty people that we deal with? Oh, it's a bomb! And like.
Saved you.
Oh, I gotta be the Black Mr. T. Woo!
I think I need that as a
ringtone. Ringtone. Ooh, it's a bomb.
Chris, freaking out like a girl because
it's a bomb. I need
like a message alert.
No, I need Chris. There's one thing, and if you listen every now and then, like I'll put it at the very end of a podcast episode
after the music. What's
after the music, and it's Chris going Deep Blue Sea. Bomb! And I do it a lot, actually.
But nobody ever listens
to that. I didn't know that. I never listened to that far.
Every now and then, after the music,
just
I'll just put Deep Blue Sea.
That is the greatest thing ever.
Random clips.
Look at all of that freedom.
That's a mess of freedom.
God.
I'm going to bomb that shit.
Shit, you suck. Oh, it saved us. Yay,
saved
go team.
You.
Hold that. Kaboom! Freedom apples. And by apples, I mean dynamite. And
I was
by dynamite. I mean dynamite.
I was literally super surprised, and like,
see that? How now? I want to know how were you surprised? Like,
I was more surprised, like, because it was a whole lot of. There's no fucking way on planet Earth this dude could be president.
Okay, now, but how though? Like, I expected him to win because I have no faith in humanity. Like,
maybe I'm.
I know people suck.
One, yeah.
And that's the thing that I expect only because of the awesome personal experiences and with the way things have gone in terms of like how people handle delicate situations where
Throw
they're essentially
the
like, you're not allowed to have feelings about a thing unless it's done the way that we think it is and unless we're doing it.
I fucking love this character so much.
Oh, yeah, of course you would like to be the black guy, but when the responsibility comes of taking charge of things, you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I hate you so much. And I'll be the crazy white guy. I have bullets because freedom.
No, it was like this weird fever dream because I hadn't been sleeping because Atticus had his surgery. Like, I literally was getting 3 hours a night cumulative. Like,
not all at once.
Yeah, not all at once. And it was dude, you left me, bro.
I didn't leave you. You were being black. You got off the ride. See? No, look. Now I have to take the whole ride all the way down. You got to go up, but I'm going to be on top of you.
How do I? No. I can't connect.
The up arrow hit triangle.
Okay. That makes sense.
I'm going to go upstairs with, like,
freedom!
Probably should have put him in the fridge.
But, so I was getting.
They can get in there, too.
Atticus and I were watching the elections, and he was all stoned on Oxycontin and shit. So he didn't really care too much at that point. But I like wasn't sleeping, and then so I wake up the next day, and Facebook's like, "Hey, Trump won," and I'm like, "Nah," and I just think it's this weird fever dream of I haven't slept in a week, and so this happened, but then it really happened.
I could see that, though, like, that way, yeah.
And one of my customers came up to me that Wednesday, is like, "Happy Trump Day," and I'm like, "No." "So you're Gary Johnson guy, right?" And I'm like, "No." "Well, you can't vote for her," and I'm like, "Why?" "Because I did." Like, she's not my favorite, but I did, because I don't want a fucking reality star to be the president of the United States.
I'll be real. It is not him who I am afraid of.
It's Mike Pence. Completely.
It's Pence, but it's also all of them. His entire cabinet that he's building.
As he assembles the racist bullshit
it is like
cabinet.
The Legion of Doom.
Of scientific hate.
It is like the worst version of the Legion of Doom ever. It is the C-list Legion of Doom, but the most impactful, like, to the world version of the Legion of Doom at the same time.
They're like the C squad of, like, you wouldn't let them start your football game, but.
No, you wouldn't let them be a part of the football game. As,
well, until you're fucking two fucking cocksucker. Like, what the?
I've murdered you.
This is the Tourette's episode.
I'm just going to go about my own freedom.
Yeah, yeah, because you murdered me.
I didn't murder you. I freedomed you all over the place so you could go achieve your own things in life. Like that tank. I freedomed it from the burden of land. And now it died.
And living.
Oh, Mr. Anderbro.
Everything about this game is great. We're playing Bro Force right now.
For those who forgot. And you get to be him. I rescue him, but you get to be him. What the fuck ever. You punch, by the way. And you
That's
get bullet
all he
time.
Does is
yeah, fucking, but yeah, but it's mega punch and you get BT super fast run. Like, do also a knife. Oh, also dead. You can do that too. If that's a superpower, you have that in spades.
I'm way good at dead. Oh, thanks.
Oh yeah, I'll bring you back. You're gonna be the black guy. Edge, motherfucker.
Oh, now it's not funny when you kill somebody.
No, nope, it's hilarious.
Save me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna leave. Just gonna leave. Gonna leave all that freedom.
We should really do this like on Periscope or some shit.
Oh, did you ever notice this? When you win, it goes red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
Amazing. Kale noticed it. We were playing and he goes, my controller is America. And I'm like, what? And I look, I'm like, oh my fucking God. And we just stared at it the whole time. Like, oh. I'm like, so when we win, it goes America. Because America.
Fuck yeah.
Are we both? Oh, I was like, are we both fucking Norris? Right, like,
no, I'm John Rambo. You're Norris.
I know that. Fucking.
Do you know that, Chris?
No. I don't even know who I am anymore. I honestly, mine is just like all things that like I wish I was wrong, you know? Like, in terms of humanity, I just really
it
wish.
It was confirmed,
that I was,
right?
Yeah. I really wanted to be like, you know what? Humanity, you got me on this one.
Oh, we both died, so fuck you. I don't care.
Oh, no, look.
Saved
him.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, you're well. I hate you.
I like you.
Yeah, someone has to.
I know.
Just statistically at this point. Like, one person has to.
Hurry it the fuck up.
Which is weird.
Norris?
I'm not. I'm Judge Dredd. This armor's heavy. Ah. God! Fuck ass!
Now you get it to be.
Oh, yeah, no, you have fun fighting Multi-Bullet Man.
Oh, are you supposed to be Bruce Willis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Can't you see the balding and the attitude?
Yeah. In the 8-bit squares there.
Yep. Oh,
probably 16.
He has a concussion grenade.
That I'm going to blow myself up with.
Yep. No, it's a concussion grenade. You deserve that.
I did. If you had an extra life, why weren't you just fucking...
Because it doesn't spawn that way. That's not how America works.
Well, that's stupid.
Face is stupid.
oh, fuck Bad. You. Yeah.
Because we're going to go and tag team that. Because trying to climb up that is a dick when you're by yourself.
No shit, but no, let's fucking make fun of Jarrell.
Because you die the most. If there was a
I die
skill,
like almost
all
as
the
much
time,
as you.
Though. No, but it's different. See, bye. You stranger. Oh, I'll come down and save you.
Yet. No, you took the elevator.
Yeah, for freedom.
Now I'm dead.
The pudding pop.
Oh, hold on. Let me bring it down for you.
Thanks, friend.
Your really gun moves you, by the way.
I know.
Okay, you get ready. Transform. Do your circle. Do circle. Okay, ready? Do it. Gun. There you go. See? And get me murdered, dick.
Well, oh, maybe I won't come save you. I still got it. Oh, then you get yourself murdered.
He's Neo. He's not anti-gravity, man. Sunset. America. Oh, what? Oh.
What is that?
It's a robot that you can pilot.
Yeah, those are fun.
What? Yep. I'm going to go get freedom all
I
over space.
I thought it was
going to
be like
chest.
The freedom bot in...
See, it did that because I knew it was going to do that to you. And then we both died because he has bullets.
Because you suck.
Shoot him a lot in the face. Or fire all of your special moves all at once. You deserve death.
I still win.
Get in it. Get in it. Jump over it and hit triangle.
Triangle.
Now turn around.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
No, walk. Walk with him. Walk with him. Walk with him. Walk with him. Least efficient mode of transportation ever.
Do you feel like Sigourney Weaver?
Get away from her, you bitch! Oh, you have to hop out to rescue me.
Mm-hmm. Don't take my robot.
I wouldn't take your robot. Took your robot. Damn it! Damn it! Oh, I took your robot.
We're not friends anymore, Chris.
Doesn't matter. I have a robot.
Have two robots.
Yeah, except I'm not a guy because he fucking took my robot and then I died.
There's a life way up there.
There is, isn't there?
I saved
it'd be a shame if I didn't save it. I will just walk slowly with full of justice and vengeance. While that one drags along with
me. Why are these things a thing? Like,
fine, I'll go fucking save you so we can have fucking robots together.
Yeah, like real friends.
Because real friends share robots. We break bread and share robots. All right. I don't want Chuck Norris in a robot.
Well, don't worry about it.
I deserve that.
No more Chuck Norris robot.
There's a reason why Chuck Norris is in a movie with a robot. Kaboosh! You know who can't stop that? Satan. Beep, boop, I'm coming. Oh, fuck! What the fuck?
You ruined our chance.
Oh, sorry! Two times. For those that deserve that.
You failed the mission, you dick.
I failed America.
So Chris was in the robot. And then he tried getting in the helicopter twice and crashed.
In a robot. Apparently, helicopters are not robot proof.
Crashed our evac unit.
Move! Oh, bullets to the face.
Dude, we suck.
It's a real weakness, though, bro.
I know.
I love that it does that, too, the widescreen zoom.
Yeah.
It's like, I got justice.
Oh, my gosh, it's a spider. Oh, no.
So, like, what do you guys think's going to happen?
I think a lot of shit's, like, just bullshit.
Ah.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Right? Ah! You're in the robot. Oh, you were, but then you died, apparently.
I was dead.
Freedom! Double freedom jump.
Uncle Chris.
What's up, monster? Oh, it's a spider! Oh, lordy!
I'm not excited. If that...
I'm really... I don't want it.
That morning, like, we seriously woke up. Both of us were up and ready for work. Like, on time. And everything. Like,
it was just dread, right?
Like, we just woke up and we're just like, oh, hey, good morning.
I was like, not awake on time.
I love you. I'll see you later.
I'll be real. Here. I have not had a full night's sleep. Just haven't. Have not slept a full night.
We've been staying up until, like, 2 in the morning.
Oh, no. Like, I'll go to bed at, like, a normal time. But I can't.
Did you get up at 5?
6:30.
Okay.
Well, actually, technically 6:15.
Okay. But, like, I just don't.
You can get in it.
I know. Yeah, I was trying.
But you're not doing it.
Let me in the robot! Let me in the robot!
It's on fire. You can't get in the robot.
Fuck me.
Yeah, I know.
You're gonna hear random, oh shit, what did I just do with that? And then, oh, fuck you, game! And then you're like, oh shit, I just lost the one I was doing.
Don't waste your rockets!
God, I wasn't wasting. Those are the rockets that come with it. God.
Podcast on.
This is wasting my rockets. Ah.
The Boondock. Oh, I love this. These guys are cool because you get two of them. Because you can do these.
That's a thing.
Yeah, and even though I'm dead, right? Watch. Boom! Double brothers again.
I did get in an argument over the minimum wage hike, though.
Oh, yeah?
How so?
Oh,
yeah. How'd that go? Well,
fine for me.
Like, what's your position on the minimum wage hike?
I voted no.
You voted no? Why is that?
Because Jacob works for a small clinic. I technically work for a small facility. We don't have, like, crazy huge...
I didn't know they got me that
corporate.
Far.
Corporates. We have, in our sister building, there's only 4 buildings. Jacob's grandpa owns a small...
Tabby, I don't think